Deliverr. Simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverr.com.au.
Worth's app makes mobile ordering easy. Download it now or visit worth.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
What a big weekend of sport it is. A massive day tomorrow. You've got racing, Group 1 racing coming out of the valley as a lead into the big AFL Grand Final. Before we get to our main man, some of the jobs with you that are coming through. By the way, Tim, this has come through for you. It must be great for you to have Kyabram Royalty with you this morning. What time is lids on?
That's Friday funny.
That's not funny. Finishing touches this morning, loading up the camper trail, trip away down to the Gippsland Lakes for the long weekend. That's Nick. My body clock woke up at 5:30. How's the fairways at Buckled Ridge? That's from my greenskeeper and course manager, Sam. Well, Sam's a lot of water. Can't do anything at the moment, but in a week or two. Floor sander, driving a road sweeper in Launceston, rural delivery poster here in New Zealand. We've got a New Zealander, Dave. Good on you, Dave. And I'm a chef on the Sunshine Coast. So they're all the people that are up and about. And Simon O'Donnell, who, as I said, to be fair, and we're brutally honest, show wasn't our first choice, but he did such a great job last week that he's back again. Scoob, we just call it as we see it. We thought we might go with the little man, but he burnt us.
He's still asleep.
Don't get up till 10, so you're next in line. You did a great job.
Yeah, oh, thanks, Gary. Thanks, Tim. Very proud moment in the broadcasting career, that. He deserves it. We've all been brought up in footy clubs and cricket clubs, and mate, you don't get the job done. You spend a few weeks in the twos. So good luck to Tags finding some form.
Tags is a long way down the pecking order. Now, not only did you dominate last week, you got yourself a sponsor. You're with us for Stockdale and Lego. You could win the stock, your house for Christmas giveaway. Visit stockdaleandlego.com.au. So you must have been good.
Oh, what a wonderful organisation, Gary.
Hey, how'd you... I mean, you're in tears for 3 days after Arcadia Queen gave Russian Camelot Winburn straight past her. Him.
Old news, Gary.
Well,
old news.
Is he going to redeem himself this tomorrow in what is going to be
now,
a rain-affected conflict?
What I said to you last week, yes, is go to your Caulfield Cup. Here are your four horses. Take a choice. Mm-hmm. Well, we got the Quinella.
Yes.
Very elegant, Anthony Van Dyke.
Two favourites, but well
I
done.
I said whack all of that into Russian Camelot.
Are you still confident?
Oh, the best part about drawing wide is the slow ones don't get in your road.
Right. What about the weather?
That's the best part about drawing wide. Tomorrow's just, it's just pick up the cash day tomorrow, Gary.
Right. Does he like
Russian
the wet?
Russian Camelot wins the Cox Plate. Have a look at it the way it is now. Like the Irish, generally, people say they're pretty tough, the Irish. Well, I don't think the Irish are that tough. So we're already seeing Magic Wand and Armory. Both of those have read the Moonee Valley Gazette and they've seen a picture of Russian Camelot. So they're both faking injuries now. They've got to be vetted today to see if they can take their place in the field. That's how good the Camelot is.
Well, what about, as Tim said, there's going to be plenty of rain around tomorrow. Does that affect the proceedings?
Well, as long as Danny O'Brien hasn't got the cheaper set of colours made, he's got the proper one, so the ink doesn't run, I think that's all going to be fine.
And
I've never seen a bigger certainty in a Cox Plate than Russian Camelot tomorrow.
What about Arcadia Queen? Is the Western Australian going to struggle in the heavy going?
She had a day out, Arcadia Queen, and we welcomed her from the West, and we now give her a wave and we wish her well. And look, second, third or fourth will suit her just fine. But the crown tomorrow will go on the head of Russian Camelot.
I think
hey,
you should.
Gary?
Yes?
I think he thinks Russian Camelot's going to win the Cox Plate.
Are you sure none of these overseas raiders who are going to just be mudlarks aren't going to just get out there and thrive in the going?
A couple have actually applied to the stewards to start early. So the race is due to start at 4:15. They've sort of said, look, can we go at 4:13 to give us a chance of running, of staying in front of Russian Camelot? That's how confident I am tomorrow.
Right.
I have been for six months, and tomorrow's payday. So I'm not going to err off my line now.
No.
I'm staying on my line.
It's going to make for a fantastic next Friday, if one way or the other. One way you're going to look like the greatest tipster of all time, and another, me and the Wisp are going to unload. So I love your confidence.
I think you're welcoming Tags back next week if you don't get up.
Hey, There's been a bit of controversy this week now with Lloyd Williams' horse Buckhurst being left out of the race. Now, I'm assuming he would have taken this news pretty well.
Well, I think if one of the Irish come out, he'll get a run. Look, Buckhurst went to the Caulfield Cup, was fair. They think 2,000 metres will suit him better under Australian conditions than the mile and a half, and the 2 mile, for that matter. So, it was a last-minute throw up the stumps, if you like. It was a change of direction. I don't think, even if Buckhurst gets in, if there's a problem with these Aidan O'Brien horses, I don't think the Joseph O'Brien Buckhurst is going to cause a lot of problems in the Cox Plate tomorrow. I don't think he's good enough to win the Cox Plate.
Right, I've got Manikato Stakes Group 1 racing tonight, which is always big. Where's your money going there to get the bank for...
Taking a line through the Everest from last week, Gary, which we found the winner of course.
Of course you did.
I'm going to... Trekking was fantastic last week. He's tough. His spring and autumn campaigns at the right time have been very good. So, again, I think he's going to be really hard to beat tonight. At the Valley, we don't know what we're going to get, do we? Everyone's predicting all this rain to come. The Bomb have been wrong before. Let's hope they're wrong again, because it'll spoil a couple of fantastic days of racing and make it a little more difficult to find a winner if the skies open up.
It will. And in 20 seconds, your best for the weekend, where I think we know what it is. Give us your second best for the weekend.
Oh, dear, mate. Well, why would you have a second best, Gary?
Because some people like
that. If you've got $10, why would you have $8 on your best and $2 on your second best? Just have $10 on your best.
Fair enough. I love it. I love your confidence. For Stockdale and Legos, $25,000 stock your house for Christmas giveaway. Enjoy the weekend, Scoob, as we have enjoyed you this morning.
Look forward to possibly chatting with you next week.
Simon O'Donnell there. You hear him on SEN Track. They are outstanding listening over the weekend. Wispy, we'll come up for the 7 o'clock news and we'll do some grand final talk straight out of that. You ready for that?
Absolutely, Gary. Can't wait. There's a lot of stuff to discuss, particularly the North Melbourne decision yesterday too.
I was born bold.
Deliver. Simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverit.com.au.
The Worth app makes ordering your workshop consumables and products a breeze. Download it today.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Well, great to have you with us on Grand Final Eve. It is Geelong and Richmond, the big one. Tomorrow night, 7:30, first time under lights. McCafe menu, Ava Mendes. Going to join us shortly. Brett Delidio is going to join us. Georgie Samios is going to join us. And we've got lots of footy time for the conversation started with thanks to Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Your calls are welcome always. 0433981116. The temper text as well. Wispy, let's get into some of the footy issues of the day. We've got some stuff this hour to get away. We've got Ava to get away and also Georgie. And then from 8, we'll get stuck back into the grand final with Brett Delidio and all the way through until 9 o'clock.
Okay, do you want to start with the grand final, or do you want to start with the big news yesterday and the reshore announcement yesterday?
Yeah, let's do North Melbourne, and because we've got a lot of time for the grand final coming up.
Okay, well, Ben Buckley spoke on SEN yesterday with the boys in the afternoon, Andy and Bob, and he said that they won't be ruling out anybody based on age. Okay, so that means everybody. He said, I think his words were, we go right back to Mick Malthouse era, whatever that is, okay? So I don't know where that goes right back to the beginning.
We'll have a listen. Do you want to have a listen? Let's have a listen.
Yeah, have a listen to what it was that he said.
Look, we've been planning over the last week or so for some contingencies and some scenarios as to what might eventuate. The guys have started turning their mind to what that might look like. I think I heard Sam before say that a coaching panel would be established, And that's absolutely right. We are moving quickly towards establishing that panel.
Yeah, so Sam Edmund told us last week that this was, in fact, the case, and we understand the sensitivities around it, and that's fair enough. But they've got to move now, and they have to move quickly. There's no one else in the market for coaches as we sit here right now, so they can take a little bit of time. But there's the urgency around list management and trading decisions and drafting decisions, Tim. Well, yeah. Not so much the drafting, more so the trading.
That's right. And there's a lot of things around that as well. You know, and I mentioned this the other day about the Saad thing, about the fact that he had an appointment to meet up with Reece Shaw and that didn't go ahead. So obviously there was no opportunity to recruit him around that, and I completely understand, you know, where Reece has been, but these are the things that take place around a football club at a critical time of the year that you're not able to accommodate. Then you've got Aidan Corr, who's chosen North Melbourne, and what must he be thinking right now about that selection?
You've got Ben Brown, who wants out, but does that change?
Yeah, you've got Pollack sitting there, and Pollack all of a sudden, you know, he couldn't match up with the philosophies of Reece Short. Does that give him another opportunity to match up with the next coach that comes in? When they talk about an experienced coach, and they want somebody obviously that's been around the place for a while, somebody who's going to have real understanding of what it takes to build a successful team, that surely doesn't rule somebody like a Choco Williams out.
No, it doesn't. I think he said everyone's been ruled in. You need an ability to deal with a young list. I know that, given that you've just dropped 11 off and they won't all be recycled players that are coming back in. So you need to be able to develop young talent, which I think Choco's demonstrated over the journey. That may impact if... I know Kingy mentioned Mick Malthouse last night. Would he be at the stage of his life and footy life where he wanted to come back in and immerse himself in this new generation of young people that are coming through? I'm not sure the answer. Maybe he is. But no, they haven't ruled anyone out.
That's possible. And, the thing is, there's a coach... I was listening to this guy on a podcast the other day, Coach Mike Krzyzewski. I think Coach K, they call him in the U. He's 73 years of age, Gary, and he coaches young college kids, right? But his philosophy has always been, and this applies to anybody, you know, you talk about this age barrier and the gap between sort of an old coach and young players. It's up to you as a coach to reach out to those young players and understand what makes them tick. And that's what he says is one of the most enjoyable parts of his job still, is to do that and to make sure that you're talking the right language, you're understanding where young people are at. So you shouldn't rule anyone out because of age if they're prepared to do that. The other person that might actually apply for this job is Lisa Alexander, the former coach of the netball team. Would you, if you were North Melbourne, you were sitting there today and you got a call from her, would you give her an interview?
I'd go and talk to her. Well, I'd be happy to talk to her. I don't think I'd be just opening it up for an interview straight away. After you've had a discussion, you might say, okay, yep, we would like to formally interview you, or you might walk away for that going, fantastic, there might be a role somewhere else, but not as a senior coach.
Okay, that's what I mean. You'd talk to her and say, okay, what is it that you think that you might be able to give and provide to the job? What about somebody that actually has been away from the system for a long time? I talk about, Gary Ayres has done a great job with a group of young players at Port Melbourne over a period of time, And the knock on him a long time ago, Gary Ayres, was he can't communicate, he's not this great communicator. I think in the time he's been at Port Melbourne, I mean, one of the things he has been able to demonstrate during that period of time is that he is a really good communicator. He is able to reach those younger players and build a team. But he hasn't been in that system. He hasn't been in the AFL system for a period of time. And, we all know that things move on and language changes, all that type of thing. Would you rule him out based on that or not?
I wouldn't. I'm like, if Ben Buckley said this, I wouldn't rule anyone out, Tim. I wouldn't rule anyone out, and I wouldn't rule anyone out on the basis of age. I wouldn't rule them out on the basis of them being young, because, I mean, there are so many examples of, Alistair Clarkson is a great example. The Hawthorn royalty didn't want Alistair Clarkson. So it's this inexact science of trying to identify who's the best coach. You just got to back your system in, make sure you got the right people making that. I don't think it was the most thorough process put in place to announce Reece Short.
It wasn't.
So they learned from that. It was if that was something that they look back at and think maybe we could have done some more research and done some more homework and dug deeper and had more people involved, I'm pretty sure that's what I'm hearing. So they can, as long as they learn from it, Tim. I'm also told that the AFL are supportive of North going forward. There's a lot of speculation that they've got North in the gun, that they're not, they haven't got them in the gun, but they don't want to see them make silly mistakes from head office, Tim. So I believe they're supportive. So if you're a coach, you shouldn't be scared off, a prospective coach, scared off by the fact that you haven't got the full support of the AFL. It is there, is what I am told. So it's not a basket case. It's not a basket case, but the appointment is going to be absolutely critical. So we'll watch with great interest. Let's get on to the grand final, because we can get back to North. I don't think they're going to appoint a coach over the next 2 days, so we can discuss it again next week. Oftentimes it's said, it's a cliche or not, is the bottom five or six in a team whisper can determine the result. Have you done a little exercise for us?
I have, and I've asked you to do the same exercise, and I just went through the list of players on both teams that I think, and this is no reflection on the players. Any player that's playing in this grand final is a good player. They're a really good player. But we all know that, yeah, you've got your top five players and you've got your bottom five players, and maybe they will determine the outcome of this game.
So just know that the bottom five players of either of these teams are going to be premiership players. So that's right. Just put that into some perspective. This is not a demeaning exercise.
And both teams have got really good bottom five players, and that is why they're playing off in the grand final. For Richmond, for me, their bottom five players, in no particular order, are Pickett, Castagna, Broad, McIntosh, and Rioli. For Geelong, there's Simpson, Henry, Myers, Colajasny, and Rowan. Which way did you place them?
Excuse me.
Bless you, by the way. Bless you.
I pushed the button and I forgot. Give me them again. Simpson, Colajasny, Henry, Myers, and?
And Rowan.
Right.
And Pickett, Castagna, Broad.
No, I got
Broad,
them, yep.
Okay.
I went Pickett, Broad, yep. Castagna. You went McIntosh. Did you go McIntosh?
Yes, I went McIntosh, Rioli.
And then you went Rioli, yeah? I had Asprey instead of Rioli. So that's the only difference there. And then the other ones, I had Simpson, only because he's sort of last in. Colajasny, Henry, Dalhouse I had, and you had Rowan, and I had Myers. So we're pretty close.
And we're very, very similar, and we didn't obviously sit down the down there and do this exercise together. But, they're very talented bottom five players, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they are. That's what separates them from the other 16 teams.
Yes. I think on talent, I think Richmond has a better, more talented bottom five players than Geelong.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Talent-wise, yes.
Yes.
Reliability, I go probably the other way a little bit. But it's only fractions, and that's what this whole grand final's about. We had a text message here from someone who's saying, I can't wait for Monday to have you two eat humble pie because you both picked Geelong and how much we hate Richmond. Well, can I just only say this once? I don't care whether you think I hate Richmond or not. I don't hate Richmond, but we've got to take a pick. We've got to pick our team, and we'll be right or we'll be wrong. But I just, every time I look at it, and again, you know, I spent all day yesterday and then the show we did last night, just you can make the strongest case for both teams. It is so even, which is why I'm as excited about this grand final as I have been. I mean, this time last year, we're thinking, can the Giants stand up in this, you know, in the hottest of furnaces? And then, as it turned out, they couldn't. So you had that doubt. There's no doubt. Both these teams have got premiership players littered throughout it. They know what to expect come the weekend. There's no stage fright. They're both in good form. Should be a belter.
It should be. And I watched your program last night. It was a fantastic show. We've already spoken about that early in the program. But if you've just joined us, there was one thing that was shown last night. It was Joey Montagna had the vision of how it's been successful, because we've talked about this a lot already, how it's been successful against Tom Hawkins at a forward line stoppage, the boundary throw-in, and what the Sydney Swans did. I think it's worth you just backing over that, Gary, and just telling people exactly what it was that they did and how successful it worked for them as well.
Well, so it was Tom McCartan's. Tom McCartan was Tommy's opponent. So Tom would just peel off. The ruckman would come in and do the ruck work with Tom Hawkins. And then Tom McCartan would ghost him, I think is the best way to describe it. And that is just follow them in behind in the rucking contest. Follow in the two. So Hawkins and whoever it was, I can't remember who the Sydney ruckman was, would contest it. And then as soon as Hawkins grabbed it out of the ruck, Tom McCartan, bang, was on him straight away and tackled him. Now, if that role was to fall to Noah Bolter, then that would be the role that he'd have to play. And it was just something different. It was interesting to see it. Watch, McCartan just nailed him straight away in the tackle. And maybe it's something that might be employed. There were some other things that I took out of it. We know we've got to get a break. We've got to get over Mendes's. But some of the red time stuff, some of the stuff, the numbers there from finals red time, which is time on, plus 34 points Geelong. And for the Tigers, it was minus six. So that was interesting as well. But we're a bit pushed. We'll get back. We're going to do the last hour. We're going to really dig into that grand final. But if we're here for the all-new game-changing Kia Sorento has landed. Find out more at kia.com.au. A little bit different. Ava Mendes is a McHappy Day ambassador. McDonald's have been unbelievable supporters of this station and this program over the journey. So we had a chat with a Hollywood superstar earlier this week, and we'll play it next. I was born, boy.
Deliverr. Simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverr.com.au. Worth's app makes mobile ordering easy. Download it now or visit worth.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Right, we've got an hour of preview now to talk about this great grand final that we're looking forward to so much. It is Richmond taking on Geelong. It's at the Gabba. It's at night for the first time. There's so many things that make an extraordinary grand final. So we'll catch up with our next guest, Brett Dilidio, and it must be hard watching. 243 games for the Tigers, won the best and fairest, the Jack Dyer medal twice. He's a two-time All-Australian. He's about to launch into a career as a player-manager. So that's going to be an interesting concept to him, for him as well. Joined us on the line. Welcome, Lids.
Thanks, Gaz. Tim, how are you, boys?
We're going well. We're excited. I don't mean to open an old wound, but, I mean, how do you feel? What's your thought process as the Tigers go about another a potential premiership?
It's still a pretty close thing to myself. Obviously, I only finished at the end of last year, and I was with the Tigers as of end of 16, so still know quite a few boys there and a lot of the coaches and whatever else. But, mate, it's water under the bridge now. I'm not influencing that club anymore. And I'm, just a supporter, really, for my mates that are playing and looking forward to what should be a pretty handy game.
How are you seeing it unfold? We're just going to launch into it now. We've been doing it ourselves in various guises throughout the week. How are you seeing it unfold?
Well, I think weather will probably play a part, as everyone has probably mentioned already. But I think Geelong are probably playing a better footy at the moment. But the Tigers just keep finding a way to get the job done, as they probably have done for the last however many years, you know. So I think if it's a nice dry night and the Cats get their game style up and going, I think they're probably good enough. But for what Richmond's done in the last 3-4 years in their, big game performers, they're only going to have Noel Bolter, who hasn't played in a flag. Like, I think, the Tigers have certainly, they'll take a lot of confidence into that game, that's for sure.
Hey, Liz, what is the number one strength you think that Geelong has that the Tigers need to take away from them?
I think it's their ability to defend. The way they set up and control the game and keep the ball off you. And, we know Richmond like to keep the ball on the ground and keep it moving forward. But if the Cats have got it, it makes it very hard for the Tigers to do that. So I think, Harry Taylor, Tommy Stewart, Colin Jasny, all these boys down there in the back end do a pretty damn good job to setting up the game. And then it's the mids and forwards that keep it down there. And they've got a pretty handy bloke at full forward as well in the big Tomahawk.
Do you think the Gabba suits them more than, say, the Gabba suits Richmond? Is there anything in that, do you think?
Hard to say, Jimmy, because I think the Tigers' recent record there at the Gabba has been pretty handy. I don't know whether there's too much to read into it. I think both teams play it pretty well. Mate, I'm going to sit on the fence with that one.
Well, Richmond had an unbelievable record against Brisbane over the journey. Just keep beating them for fun at the Gabba. But, the Geelong Footy Club have made it their own this year under these circumstances. What about Sean Grigg, great mate of yours, involved in Richmond's great success and now finds himself sitting in the opposition box in the Geelong colours? Yep. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Premiership Ruckman, he keeps telling me. He said he's given the boys a fair few tips, which is good. But no, I think, Grigger's experience, obviously, at Richmond, and he was a pretty big part in turning the place around with his positivity that he always brings. And I think he's, landed on that and bringing a fair bit to that to the young boys down there at the Cats. Everyone that I speak to, we've been through interviews or whatever at Geelong, are really impressed with what he's doing. So no doubt he'll have some insights and hopefully ways for the Cats to get up, but the Tigers will be hoping that he doesn't let too much out of the bag. I know Dusty's already told him that in our little text group that when we talk to each other.
How would you play Dusty? If you had to have some advice for Geelong, how would you play him?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know whether Geelong's got someone who can run through the midfield and then defend deep back. I think you've got to have two players. He tends to just start in the middle of the ground and then go forward. So I'd be... I always thought that any player with a real hard lockdown tag struggles. There's only a few that Gaz is probably the only one who's I've seen do it consistently beat them. So if you've got someone who can and is willing to be really diligent, then good luck. But, mate, planning for it and trying to get it sorted is two totally different things.
Hey, Liz, just tell us then, why is it so difficult? Clubs keep telling us that, you know, you play the system and you can't lock down hard on somebody because it's just too hard. You have recently left the game. Why is it so hard to be able to do that now?
I think it disrupts everything that your back six would be trying to do, because he does just float between mid and forward whenever he pleases. It's like, well, you have a back six and the system that you play. If he just decides to go and play up the ground, then that backman gets taken out of position where you're relying on him, and you're relying on a midfielder to be able to come back and really quickly fill that. So I think that's probably why. But I know at the Giants we tried to match up with two players, someone in the midfield and then someone forward, and I think he played well pretty much every time we played against him. So he's just a special player.
And the Cats, what's the biggest threat that the Cats are going to present for Richmond?
Well, I think it's I'm really excited to see what Danger brings in a big game. I always enjoy watching Paddy play. I think he's explosive. He's got a resume that anyone would dream of, you know. But he's a guy that can really tear this game apart, as we've seen him do in a couple of games already. Wasn't as good last week as he was the week before, but he's been dreaming of doing this for years, and usually those sort of guys can back it up. So I think he's probably their biggest threat. If he can have a big game, I think that'll really help.
And just as we let you go, mate, it's great to get your thoughts this morning. You're going into the player-manager position. How's that all unfolding? And you're going to work with... Who are you
Max
working
Sports.
With? There you go.
Yeah, so with Max Sports, Gaz, the guys that I've been with for 17 years now. So, yeah, once I got let go from Hawthorn, I wanted to stay involved working with footy and working with young guys, and becoming a manager was probably the next best fit for me in that sense. And I'm really enjoying it. I had to study for an exam, which I hadn't done since 2004, which was really stressful, but got through that unscathed, which was good. And yeah, just really enjoying it at the moment. I've become a professional at Zoom, which is not what I'm used to, but it's great fun and really rewarding.
Just players, dudes?
Yeah, just at the moment. What do you need, something, Tim? I can sort you out, mate. You'd be good for me, actually.
I'm just wondering, just doing a little bit of Thai. What could you offer me?
You know, you'd be my number one, Tim. I could always look after you, mate.
The Kyabram High School education will hold you in very good stead. Good on you, mate. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for hopping on.
Nah, not a problem at all, fellas, anytime.
Brett Delidio there, just the Richmond Insight. He was with us for Charlie Battisti and Co, Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige gym vehicles. Get your repair process started.
And before anybody sends a text, sometimes he likes to be called Dids and not Lids. So
did you call him Dids, did you?
Well,
you're not,
just in case.
You're not getting
just
him as
in
a
case.
Manager.
Just in case. Now, in case everybody wants to know why we keep talking about Dusty in the lead up to this game, maybe it's obvious with the Norm Smith medals he's won and the big game performances that he's already produced. But you, on your program last night, the greatest grand final preview show of all time, produced a stat last night that just sat me back in my lounge chair. Mm-hmm. Dusty, during this final series, has been involved in 40% of the Tiger scores during the finals. That is extraordinary. Extraordinary.
The only player to be a three-time Norm Smith medalist, and you wouldn't count him out, would you? That's why we get a bit infatuated with him any time, but particularly at this time of the year, because his final series again has been off the charts, and I think he's equal with Mitch Duncan for the Gary Ayres medal. So, hey, let's get Nathan Brown from Sportsbet up, and then lines open. Join us in our preview. We'll go through it all. We can whatever you want to talk about this grand final. There's lots of different areas we can go, but you can lead us. So, Nathan Brown, and then your calls and texts next.